today. On the wings of imagination, we'll go over to the eastern seaboard, where there's a fishing village, and there are the Johnson family, the Yon Johnsons. They've been there for three generations. There's John Johnson and his son, Andy Johnson, Pete Johnson, Jimmy Johnson, and that's all they know, the fishing boat. There is Peter kissed by the south wind. It's all there. Callous is on my hand. Hard working, hard drinking, hard talking, that's you. Now, you can understand that. It's a lot different than talking about somebody by the name of Simon Peter. Simon Peter sounds so biblical, so long time ago. And yet it's not all that different. And I want to speak to you this morning about a man named Rocky. Rocky Johnson. In the first chapter of John, we get some insight into Rocky. John, the first division, verse 35. Again, the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What do you want? What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master,
where dwellest thou?"
He saith unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother, Simon, saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone. And then Matthew 16, verse 16. Verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He said, Blessed art thou, Simon, by Jonah. Now Simon meant reed. I knew a man in California, his name was Reed Ball. I can get with that, Reed Ball, Reed Johnson. Reed, when the wind blows north, it bends north. And when the wind blows south, it bends south. Reed. Now, it's an interesting study here.
He said,
Simon bar Jonah. And actually, there are three languages involved. Bar in the Hebrew means son of.
Bar.
Rabbis.
Bar.
Arabis. Son of Arabis. But that was Hebrew. In the Aramaic, they used the word Jonah. The Hebrew is Jonas, not Jonah, but similar. Jonah means son of John. His name was Reed
Johnson,
son of John's son. And if there's any man that is just man, you want to study a man, you could spend a lifetime on this man who was named
Reed Johnson,
a fisherman. But Jesus changed his name. When he first saw him, he said, Thou shalt be Cephas. Now the time went by. He was not a stone, which means stone. One day they traveled north to Caesarea Philippi, just outside of Dan. It was the capital of Roman idolatry in Palestine. One of the most beautiful spots to this day in Israel. The headwaters of the Jordan, the beautiful park and pond there, and its deep hills. To the west, and as you look up there, there's one of the old high places. You climb up the path, and there there's still the niches in the wall where they put the Roman idols of Venus, the goddess of Eros, and Jupiter, Mars, and they went and worshiped, the Roman soldiers worshiped there. And just as you look to the left, there's a big, formidable black cave that goes way back and down. It's filled with lichens and moss. And in Roman days, in their superstition, they called it the gate of hell. You look down. It looked like it could go all the way. It's still there. What a setting, what a backdrop as they came to this place. Jesus stopped and inquired, with all of these different gods on the mountain, what are they saying about me? And as quick as lightning, after the others that made their comments, some think that you're Jeremiah, Isaiah. He said, but whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter said with rapidity, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Thou flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. It was a revelation. And I say unto you, thou shalt be called Peter.
And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter, meaning rock.
Now there are some men that have a way with nicknames. Have a man in my hometown, he gives everybody a nickname, and it always seems to stick. We had two characters come to town, and their names just didn't seem to fit. And he called one of them Cactus, and the other one Sundown. And the years have passed. Very few people know their name. It's always Sundown and Cactus. Now, in Bible days, this rite was reserved for teachers. And it was not uncommon. And the name would stick and follow. And so this day, Jesus said, thou shalt be called Peter. Rock. Not just any kind of rock.
Actually, Little Rock.
Not in Little Rock, Arkansas, but Little Rock Johnson. And I think forever after they called him Rocky.
Rocky Johnson. Are you there? Hello. Now, he didn't say, you are Rocky Johnson.
He was still Reed Johnson. He said, thou shalt be
called
Rocky. Now, the geologists and the scientists tell us it takes four things to make a rock. It takes heat, a lot of heat. It takes pressure, a lot of pressure. It takes time. A lot of time. It takes water. Oh, yes. And fire. It takes some mud. It's amazing what God can do with a mud head. Or a mud ball. Or a reed blown in the wind. I was reading a while back that man can make a diamond. He can make a diamond, a simulated diamond. It looks like a diamond. It's almost as pretty as a diamond. Man can put the heat to it. And man can put the pressure to it. But he lacks one thing. He cannot give it. Time. And without that, man cannot make a diamond. Give him 100 lifetimes and more, he can make a diamond, but it takes time. Now, sometimes we have people that want to take a shortcut. They want to go from a buck private to five-star general in the kingdom overnight. But even with Reed Johnson, it just wasn't like that. Thou shalt be Rocky, Rocky Johnson. Oh, what a man. I'm glad he got saved. I can see him. Many books have been written about his life. I mean, what a flamboyant character. There's just scene after scene after scene after scene. You study the life of Rocky Johnson and you have the gospel in a nutshell. He's always in the center of the action. Sometimes he makes a mess of it. Sometimes he makes a bauble of it. But he's there. I tell you, I'm glad he heard the master's call. He would be a menace in the pubs, the wine shops, and the taverns. I mean, he's the kind of get drunk and stand on the table and then jump down and tip the table over and chase the girls. I mean, he was man all the way.
His father was a fisherman. His grandfather was a fisherman. They lived in Bethsaida, the house of fish. They took fish all the way to Jerusalem to market. Mixture of fishermen and sailors will really breed an interesting individual. You know, all fishermen are braggers. You know that. Caught one that long. They're almost as bad as golfers. Andy was standing there on the bank listening to John the Baptist watching the baptizing, and John had this witness that when you see one of the heavens open and a dove come down, lights upon him, he's the one, proclaim him. And as they were baptizing, John said, there's one standing here whom you don't know. And they said, we know everybody here. James, John, Peter, Andrew, Jesus, the Nazareth. We know everybody. What do you mean? He said, the Lord revealed to me that there's one standing here you don't know. And as he was baptizing, the Lord Jesus came down to be baptized. That was the beginning of a new day in the history of the world. One day this young man who has raised in the house of Joseph put up the carpenter's hammer and apron and saw and turned the key in the shop for the last time and went down over the hills of Esdraelon and down to the Jordan. He walked out in the water to be baptized. Jesus wanted to be baptized. I made a study why men backslide. I prayed, I talked, I studied, and I had a list. And the top of my list, I put neglect of water baptism. If you start in the kingdom without obedience, it sets the wrong pace. Sir, if you haven't been baptized, be baptized. You say, well, you have to be baptized? Yes. Lady came to me and said, well, do I have to be baptized to go to heaven? I said, well, no. You have to be born again. She said, then I don't want to be baptized. I said, wait a minute, come back. I changed my mind.